All right, we are on the record for some after talk.
Woo!
Tom?
Yes?
You sent us something.
What? I did. I sent a package to celebrate. This was for Bryce and Brian. There is also a Cord Killers mug in there, but I'll be honest, that mug is mostly packing material for the other two things in it.
I only saw the mug when I opened this, so we're opening up the box here. So I did see the mug. Oh, I hope I didn't open this from the bottom.
Kind of folds out.
I see. Okay, so yes, we got an awesome
Cord Killers mug.
There you go. Thinking of you. Thanks for all the awesome things you do. Tom. Thank you, Tom. All right, let's see here what we got. To Brian. There we go. All right, we're ready. Bum, 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 bum,
bum. What did I get?
You got a Mr. Poopy Butthole Auctioneer figurine.
By the way, rewatching that episode, I think they only call him Mr. Poopy Butthole once, and after that, they call him like five other names, like Mr. Poopy Pants or whatever. But yes, give me Mr. Poopy Butthole.
Yeah, come get your butthole. And then we got another one here. Bum, 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 bum. Spacesuit Morty for Bryce. Oh, that's so cool. Thank you so much, Tom. Where'd you get these? These are pop.
And I got myself Kirkland Meeseeks.
Kirkland Signature Meeseeks?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so great. Thank you, Tom. These are super cool.
So to celebrate the return of Rick and Morty, we all have a little Rick and Morty pocket pop. These are the...
The keychain?
Yeah. They're the...
Whatchamacallit.
Are you somebody who will be offended when I open this and actually use it and love it?
No, not at all. In fact, I should open mine too.
I just opened mine.
What are they called? The regular ones, the regular size ones.
Funko Pops. Pops.
Funko Pops. Funko Pops. These are keychain versions of Funko Pops.
Oh, interesting.
We went to this big collector's market in Orange County, and we saw these. Eileen wanted to buy some non-Rick and Morty ones, and you got a discount when you bought enough. So I bought us all little keychains.
Thank you so much. Oh, I'm excited. I like this.
Now I have to work on my Mr. Poopy Butthole impression.
Ooh-wee! Ooh-wee!
Oh, jeez! Ooh, thank you so much, Tom Merritt. I wonder when I'll be back on the show.
Maybe I have to figure out a Meeseeks voice now.
Gotta animate it. Oh, geez. Tom, I'm in a spacesuit. Oh, he's even got like a little frowny face. It's cute. I don't like Funko Pops, but I like this little guy. Maybe it's because it's smaller.
Yeah,
maybe they're too big.
Yeah, because they're smaller. They take as much room.
Finally, Funko Pops in fun sizes.
For the home. we were talking about this before, I think before we turned the stream on a little bit, and we talked about this on Great Night, greatnight.tv. I think I'm becoming pro spoilers. I think I'm pro spoilers.
Just all of them.
But you're not adverse to being spoiled, and in fact, you might prefer to be spoiled. Is that what you're saying? You're not going to go around spoiling
Oh, no, I'm not going to spoil folks' stuff
okay,
for
this
folks.
Is about to you.
Not for nothing, but... There is
You're not
no
Madison.
Chance that I would have watched and enjoyed Westworld as much as I did
right?
if I didn't have the whole thing ruined for me
yeah.
before I went in.
And I think that there's I think it is a good tool when you have something that either you think you're not going to like or you're not sure you're going to like. You know, we talked on Great Night about me watching a rather recent feature film on HBO Max and then just skipping to the last 10, 15 minutes and that was all I needed.
Bryce slice.
What would you call that practice? What would you call that?
Oh, it had
piece
been
of the
that had been coined the Bryce slice. I don't know who coined that
Bryce slice.
I mean, it's so catchy. It makes me think that it had to have been Justin, but
maybe is it? I don't know. Well, I guess scientists will have to look back at greatnight.tv to find out who said that.
I mean, unfortunately, they're only going to see the beginning and the end of the episode, so they'll never know.
They'll miss me. I went back and rewatched me not being able to say sincerely.
Oh my God.
For like 5 minutes. Tom, I kept saying sincerely.
You went five different directions.
I kept saying.
It was
sincerely?
Sincerely? Sincerial.
Yeah.
These things happen. Yeah.
But it was that thing where I'd said it wrong enough times where I just kept remembering the wrong way. Ay, caramba.
But I have been saying for years that being spoiled isn't the worst thing, and in fact can sometimes enhance in a different way being your enjoyment of something. I think there's definitely a place for being surprised, and there are certain things that are more enjoyable when you're surprised, but I feel like the culture has overdone it. And I wonder, Bryce, if you're on the leading edge of a backlash against spoiler authoritarianism.
I mean, that's part of it, but I'm not driven by the spoiler culture. I'm driven by
oh, I know where this is headed. I'm already Bryce.
Why should I watch a 90-minute movie if I've already seen it before?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Why is it? Why should I bother? You know, like,
or you at least want to know if it's good,
right? Like, I watched Thor: Love and Thunder. I probably didn't need to watch that movie at all, really, to get any MCU stuff. But I watched it and I enjoyed it as a spectacle, and I knew that was sure. really all I was going to get out of it.
You enjoyed the ride. It wasn't to find out things,
right? And I've just been burnt by so many things that don't. You know, don't get another seat, like Raised by Wolves, I feel burnt by, ultimately. The OA on Netflix, which was a great supernatural drama thing.
The OC on Fox.
That's right, when they, yeah. when they shot that kid.
OD that I had.
The OG on TBS.
The O-Pair.
The O-F.
Well, that's the family program, Tom.
Sorry.
It's weird.
Or listeners, what was if you that one with know. Dorothy? The OZ.
All right. You guys could keep going, but I've got to be up at 6 a.m., okay. which is early yeah, for so, me.
You know what? The audience is saying the same thing right now, Brian. They're like, you guys can keep going, but I've got to get up at 6 a.m.
How much time left on the podcast? Wow. Really? They're going to get that much more.
Yeah. We went long, dude. We did 8 episodes of spoiler.
We had a lot to get through.
Yeah.
We had all the D23 stuff. We had double spoilers. It was a big day. So thanks everybody for making that possible, for supporting us, for being with us, and we love you all.
Yeah. We'll talk to you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.